if I told you that each state had an amazing mystery that remains unsolved?
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut.
Really thought we were going towards the Unsolved Mysteries theme, so I leaned in heavily to that theme.
No.
Not so much the Happy State Dance.
No. I have Unsolved Mysteries, too, if you want that.
Shockingly, they're very similar.
Yeah.
Let's try it.
Okay.
Let me do a lead-in, though, for that.
All right.
What if I told you that every state is fun-filled and wired for fancy and silly laughs? Yep. Just as tone awkward and upsetting.
This is a banger.
I don't remember this at all.
Oh, you will.
Yeah.
Right about...
There it is. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Man, I used to love the show.
50 states, 50 Unsolved Mysteries. Here we go!
Steve, maybe you could overlay them.
That would make everybody.
They actually share the exact same musical structure, so it'll be perfect.
Yeah.
Do them both in the style of Dolly Parton. Thanks.
Oh, okay.
Use AI. In 1982, in the state of Alaska, an $850,000 fishing boat named the Investor was seen burning off the coast of Craig, Alaska. Craig?
Craig.
Alaska?
No, it doesn't work.
It doesn't.
No.
It's got to be one syllable that you make into two.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, 8 bodies were found. The owner, his pregnant wife, 2 daughters, and 4 crewmen. They'd all been shot to death and left to burn.
Oh, my God. Were they okay?
One suspect was tried, but he's been acquitted due to lack of hard evidence. Authorities have no idea of the motive, and it remains to this day the biggest and most famous unsolved mystery in the state of Alaska.
Wow.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
That's what all of these are.
Mm-hmm.
You know your state, Steve? Do you know New Jersey?
I have no idea. Oh, something with the Jersey Devil.
You think?
And the Leeds Baby.
The Leeds Baby?
That's the Jersey Devil.
Oh, that was
Devil.
The beginning of it, wasn't it?
Yeah, isn't that all folklore, though?
No. It's 100%
unsolved. It's an unsolved mystery.
Yeah. We know that it's fact, but we don't know anything about it.
Oh, you're close, Steve. The Phantom Sniper. In 1927, the city of Camden was terrorized by what's been described as a phantom or ghost sniper. Bus and car windows were shattered. Even a policeman was struck, but no bullets or casings were ever found, and no one ever saw the actual sniper. One witness reported hearing a man's laughter. I have struck your window with a bullet.
Wow.
But no one else ever saw or heard a thing. The attacks continued for about a year and then stopped suddenly in 1928. So
that's creepy as hell.
So like things are breaking and a policeman gets hit, but they can't find a bullet casing or
actual bullet.
The bullet is what's surprising. It's not surprising that somebody who was good at what they do might pick up a casing.
Yeah.
But the bullet, maybe they were made of ice.
Ooh, ice bullets.
Ice bullets.
Maybe.
I mean,
yeah.
Or something else.
In the 1920s, I'm sure that they had that ability to.
What, they had invented ice?
Manufacture ice bullets.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I'm sure they would hold together real easily.
No one even has a freezer yet.
No.
Do they?
All right. Well, we saw
freezers a thing in houses in the 1920s?
I think they had an ice box, but it probably had. They probably had to put an actual piece of ice on top of the box. Probably.
Like an iceman come by every day?
Yeah. Probably.
All right. Well, we solved that one.
Yeah, okay. That's
ice
easy.
Bullets.
Yeah.
Let's try Kelly's home state of Kansas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's where Kelly's always talking about.
Oh,
being.
Yeah.
Kelly, okay.
Kelly the Kansas.
In 1988, that's when you were. Was that you when you were born?
I was a year old. I was born in 87. Oh,
somebody stole Kansas's only hill, and no one knows who did it.
In 1988, Randy Leach, a teenager from Leavenworth County, disappeared from a high school party and has never been found. Makes the case stranger is there had been rumors of a satanic cult activity in the county days before Randy's disappearance.
Come on.
And the party, every small town has a satanic cult that lives right
every
next
to small town, yeah. Every big town, every town has a satanic cult.
Ours met at the gravel pits in Oxford. Mm-hmm.
The party site had been cleaned days before Randy's disappearance, or rather meticulously before investigators arrived. Soon after, it burned to the ground. Most people who cooperated with the investigation have turned up dead. County officials declined to pursue further leads. They're afraid to investigate.
Wow. That's
okay,
funky.
That does seem pretty dubious, actually.
Yeah.
Everybody's dead, and now they're afraid to try?
Yeah.
Ice bullets.
Probably.
Okay. Now, this one we've talked about before. The great state of Kentucky. The 1876 meat shower. You heard of the meat shower?
Oh, I remember talking about this.
One day in 1876, over a farm in Kentucky, the sky rained down chunks of meat of intermediate origin. Was it bear? Was it mutton? No one knew. The meat, the only explanation that has ever been able to be offered, is that the meat was the prey of vultures who had gorged themselves and then vomited while flying overhead.
So gross.
But initially, the farmers and everybody were like, "Ah, this meat falling from the sky."
That's pretty disgusting.
It is pretty disgusting.
Kind of want to witness that, though.
Meat falling from the sky.
Even just once.
Meat shower.
Crazy to say you were there.
I don't know what I just saw.
Ooh, this one's interesting. 1981, the great state of Minnesota, the land of 10,000 lakes. In 81, Gene Hilliard's car went off the road near Langby, Minnesota, into one of those lakes. And the next day, her frozen body was discovered, her eyes wide open, her flesh frozen so solid that doctors couldn't pierce it with a hypodermic needle.
God.
Her body temperature was too low to register on a normal thermometer. It would bottom out the thermometer.
Dang.
When Hilliard thawed, she was very much alive and made a full recovery.
No way.
She went into like some sort of suspended animation.
You can't have just one paragraph on a story so ridiculous as that.
Like a frog.
She was 19 when her car hit the ditch. She tried to walk that morning. She was found by a cattle rancher, frozen solid as a log. Looking at a longer story from the day.
Wow. Yeah, there needs to be follow-up with her. How's she doing now?
She's fine. Like, she's much older. She was 19 in 1981.
Wonder if she has any memory?
Most coverage of her story is pretty theatrical. She got an episode of Unsolved Mysteries. A dramatic soundtrack with pulpy recreations, but over the last 37 years, the story's been told and retold on late-night TV and the sort of websites that investigate supernatural events. But when Hilliard tells the story, it's more down to earth. I had gone into town and met some friends. I headed home at about midnight, took a shortcut on an icy gravel road just south of Langby. Her dad's Ford LTD, sweet and boxy.
Nice.
Rear-wheel drive, had no anti-lock brakes, it slid into a ditch. She knew a guy down the road and started walking. It was 20 below that night. She was wearing cowboy boots. I'd get over
below.
One hill thinking the place would be there, and it wasn't. I was more frustrated than scared. 2 miles later, she saw her friend's house among the trees. Then she says everything went black. Later, people told her she'd made it to her friend's yard, tripped and crawled on her hands and knees to the doorstep. They said she laid there for 6 straight hours, eyes frozen wide open. Hilliard remembers nothing. Those hours are a lot clearer for her friend, the cattle rancher and part-time butcher, Wally Nelson.
Cattle rancher and part-time butcher.
Who's friends with a 19-year-old frozen in the yard. Everything's fine with this.
Why not?
So he put his skill set to use.
Yeah. Minnesota. Ta-da.
Or was she 30? Well, I don't know. These days, Nelson still lives in Clearbrook, Minnesota, north of Langby. He looks like a cowboy from the 1800s. Gnarled hands and one eye that doesn't quite track with the other. Okay. This
Wait,
is the guy.
He? Or...
That's the guy that found her.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But he does. He looks like a crazy guy that was part-time rancher, part-time butcher. Get in my freezer!
He's a character from Fargo.
Yeah, he's got a Bill Murray look to him, too.
He does. Nelson knew her pretty well. She was dating his best friend, Paul. The night before, they'd all been out together drinking and dancing at the hottest spot, the Fosstown American Legion.
Yes.
Boom! Free hamburgers on Fridays! Let's drink the beer! At the time, it was the place to go. Nelson brought a woman home that night. Then in the morning, he had to ask her to help load Hilliard's frozen body into his truck. So she goes home with the rancher and part-time butcher. And then gets, "Hey, Susan, wake up. There's a dead frozen girl on my porch. Help me load her into the F-150. All right. Well, if you wanted the sex, this is part of the deal.
Oh, man. She's always going to win every time there's a conversation about crazy first dates.
Yeah,
no one could top Helen or right. whatever her name is.
Helen.
Probably Helen.
She was too stiff to fit in the cab, so they threw her in the back seat of the one-night stand's car.
Oh, yeah. So was he the night before.
Ew.
I like the idea that they tried to shut the door and it kept hitting off her head.
Like, bong.
Swing it harder. I don't think it's going to give.
That's the only thing she remembers from the 24 hours where she was an ice cube.
Yeah,
everything went dark, and then I just remember three straight blows to the head.
It's so cartoonish. Just this pounding headache. Doctors at the hospital did not have high hopes for her when she arrived. They couldn't even get an IV into her arm. The needles kept breaking.
Of course, she was dead. She was frozen.
They figured she was mostly dead in anyway. That's the quote.
Okay, she's mostly dead.
But decided to warm her up with heating pads. A devout member of the hospital staff called her pastor and started a prayer chain.
I'm not quite dead.
By mid-morning, Hilliard woke in spasms. By noon, she was talking coherently, so she was already better than me. And in a handful of hours, she'd gone from a block of ice to a scared teenager to worrying her dad was going to find out she broke the car in the ditch. The details are miraculous, although University of Minnesota professor of emergency medicine David Plummer says this kind of thing happens sometimes. He's an expert at reviving people with extreme hypothermia. There's no real data, but he's handled about a dozen similar cases. The person interviewed, David Plummer, said the rule of thumb for our world is no one is dead until they're warm and dead.
Wow.
Oh.
So I guess it's not that much of a mystery. That's a good one, though.
Yeah, that one's cool.
How about Mississippi?
It's not really a mystery, an unsolved mystery, though.
It seemed pretty solved.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It seems like
Once they talked to the doctors, but yeah. I appreciate the ride all along the way as they shoved her bored body into the car and drove her to the hospital.
Yeah, she wasn't actually dead. She was just super cold.
How would you like to hear about the Phantom Barber of Pascagoula?
Oh no!
Is that guy's other part-time job?
No, this is in Mississippi. Pascagoula was plagued by a series of peculiar home invasions. The intruder took locks of hair from each people living in the homes when he broke into them. Although one man became a suspect, he was never formally charged, even passed a lie detector test. No one has ever figured out who the Phantom Barber really was or why he did this, but he plagued the people of Pascagoula from the spring of 1942 until 1944 when he suddenly stopped.
Well, it could have been worse, I guess. Creepy and weird, but
yeah.
I'd rather have had my hair cut off than been that frozen Minnesota lady getting hit in the head with a door.
Yeah.
That's no good.
Over and over and over.
Over a mile to stop.
Over an hour to thaw.
If she was only 5'4", not 5'6".
Oh. Keep trying.